Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip. Two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is your wake-up call for the 7th of June, 2018. This one may be a little rough. The title of this sermon is called Contempt. It concerns two sides of contempt. Derision, laughing, mocking. As we look around us today with the many current events, and I really don't need to get into all of that. We see what's going on with the violence and the just a general sinfulness and the arrogance of the minions of the enemy, the children of the serpent seed. We watch their actions and we notice that they have utter contempt for us. They know who we are. They know that we are Israel. They are very much aware of that fact. They have contempt for us. They hold us in derision. They lie with impunity. They have become so arrogant with their media control and their inroads into the governmental bodies, the military, politicians bought out. Money system controlled. What's scripture say about that? It says the prince in power of the air will be in charge for a short season, a little while. Well, he does this control through his physical seed line. The seed of the serpent seeds. Well, they hold us in contempt, utter contempt. They're average people. Now, I'm not talking about their higher-ups. I'm talking about their average people. Don't believe in Yahweh, okay? They are Talmud worshipers. That is their book. That is what they use for their so-called religious practices, okay? Whatever they might be. It varies. There's different sects within the Talmud community. But all of them, without exception, hold us in contempt. We are called the Goyim. Now, a lot of those people, a lot of them don't know who we are. They have been lied to by their own higher-ups, but they know racially, by their DNA of that ethnic group, because they carry the seed of Esau, who hates Yaakov Israel, the real Yaakov Israel, not the fake state. That DNA, combined with the satanic DNA, is instant hatred. All right? Contempt, hatred. It breeds arrogance in those people. And they think they are on top because they have economic dominance. We have been seeing quite a few cracks in the foundation of their establishment, and with the advent of all the truthers that are out here, especially on the internet, that we see evidence of panic within their community. The trying to shut us down by different means of manipulation. All right. If we were not having an effect at all, we were absolutely irrelevant, and we were deserving of their contempt, why would they panic so badly? Why would it upset them when we tell the truth? They hold Yahweh in contempt. They don't worship him. They worship Halal, or whatever name they want to use. I don't really need to get into that, but it's not Yahweh, okay? It's the other side, so to speak. Therefore, due to their indoctrination since birth of the system that they use, and the combination of the DNA that they carry, which leads to this, that's their way, okay? They are different than we are, okay? And all other peoples on the earth, that this particular group is very, very different genetically, okay? Genetically, spiritually, they are dead from the womb. They do not have what we have. They have this world, and that is all that they have. They don't believe in an afterlife. They don't believe in a resurrection. They don't believe in anything but now and money. Money and control and now and power and making everybody else but them into slaves. They have contempt for everyone, not just Israel, but all the other people on the planet. And they use them against their main enemy, which is Yaakov Israel, the real Israelites, represented by the CI people, and any Christian that believes that the Messiah came and died for the sins. Now, a lot of them are deluded, and they think he died for everybody's sins, but he only died for the sins, to cover over the sins of Israel. Now, I don't need to get into that point, how deluded they are, but just the sheer fact that they believe that there was a Messiah, they call him Jesus. They don't call him Yeshua like we do. That infuriates the Talmudists, because we know his real name, which means Yah is salvation. They hate the name Yahweh. Oh, you're not allowed to say that. Not allowed to say that. They hold us in utter contempt because they feel, falsely so, but they feel this way, that they are in complete control. And your average on the street Edomite probably believes that. They don't get into the deeper, darker aspects of this like their higher-ups. In other words, they are cannon fodder for their own kind. Their satanic DNA does not allow them to have mercy or compassion, even for their own. That is a stark difference between us. And because we care for our own, they consider that a weakness, and that is held, again, in contempt. Anything godly, you know, from Yahweh, that's good, is held in contempt. They mock it. They hold it in derision. They're vicious, foul-mouthed comedians make jokes about it. Oh, if Jesus come back, we'd kill him again. I'd kill him again. Oh, really? Okay. Well, you might just have that opportunity, okay? You can give that a college try, okay? Because their higher-ups know, and they're closer to their source than the average Edomite on the street, and they're getting worried because the truth is coming out, and the general population of many nations, not just the white Caucasian Israelites in the different nations, but a lot of people are waking up to what they are and who they are. And that scares them. Knowledge is dangerous to them. That is, oh man, the Goyim, no! Okay, well, we're not Goyim, but they like to call us that. It means cattle. But if you read in the Hebrew that I study, it means nations. We're talking about the Israel nation now, not the bandit state in the Mideast, but the Israel nation that's in dispersion of racial Israelites. That scares them. Your average Edomite on the street isn't walking around in abject terror all the time, but their leaders, the ones that are in the know, even though they hold us in contempt, there's an element of fear there. they're following the promises of their Father. And Yeshua Messiah said, your father is the devil and your father's works you seek to do. There are those in error that try to convert these people. They cannot be converted. You cannot make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. They're doomed. Get that through your head. Quit trying to convert these people. Well, there's some that are very nice. Yeah, to your face, I guess they are. If you're not a direct threat to them, they can be, some of them can be very nice. But if they're in business and you try to do business with them, they're going to try to stick it to you. Because that's the way they are. Their nature is such. You're not going to get them to go against their nature. So quit wasting your time. Because they laugh at you. They hold you in contempt. They'll talk about you when you're not there. You will be an object of ridicule. It's a joke to them. It's a game to them. Because they hold us in contempt. They hold our Heavenly Father in contempt. Because their DNA demands it. That's just how they are put together. You're not going to make a difference with them. The only solution to their existence, quite honestly, is to make them non-existent. Okay, now we cannot go around and do that. Not right now. Let's just be real honest about it. If you're going to advocate violence and jump the gun and go precipitate something, quite honestly, you're going to wind up in jail or dead, and anybody that goes along with you is going to wind up in jail or dead. You're going to be made a fool of, and your life will be over as you know it, or maybe over entirely, okay? We are given specific instructions by our Father in Heaven in the Scriptures as to how we are to behave, including towards these serpent people. Every time we try to be presumptuous and do things on our own without Yahweh, we get kicked in the teeth. We fail. We are a stiff-necked, hard-headed people, and we don't learn by mistakes. That's quite evident that we don't. Because we do the same things over and over and over and over and over again and expect a different result. No wonder they hold us in contempt. There are so-called leaders out here that want to lead us into a battle. Now, we'll get our butts kicked. We're not under the command of our commander-in-chief. He hasn't returned yet. Now, preparation and or self-defense, now that's a different story, but I'm talking about the big one where we just, you know, where it's going to be over when it's over. That hasn't hit yet. We need to prepare for that. And we need to do it in an intelligent manner. We can't go off half-cocked and do stupid stuff. We can't make stupid statements. which will get your door kicked in, because they'll pick us off one at a time. That's their way of doing it. They don't come against a force of people. They really don't. They'll come against one guy at his house in the middle of the night with an army. Okay? I mean, they're not going to, there's no such thing as playing fair. And they're not going to come themselves. They're going to send their minions in uniform to do the dirty deed. And they'll portray it on their news media as the guy is a kook, or he's this, or he's that, or he's an anti-Semite, which has no bearing because they're not Shemitic people anyway. We are. They are not. It's all a game. It's a sham. It's a show. The same way the Holocaust. Now they're locking people up, denying the Holocaust. Making satire about the Holocaust is now illegal. Ask Alison Chablot. Laughing at them. Oh, that hurts them worse than anything else. Because when we hold them in contempt, they go crazy. They can't take that. They're the frozen chosen. Just ask them. So, there are things you can do and things you can't do. If you're smart. Now, one of our characteristics is our intelligence, but it seems to be lacking in a number of our people today that don't want to see reality, or they have been infiltrated by the agent provocateurs that are goading them on to do stupid things, which will result in the destruction of more of our people. And further contempt by the general public, including our people. Our own people, who don't know who we are, they hold the CI people, the truthers, in contempt. Oh, we're a bunch of kooks, man. Conspiracy theories, man. They're all goofballs. They're Nazis. I'm not a Nazi. I am in Christian identity. I tell the truth. I preach the gospel. All of it. Without it being twisted and perverted. And I get called names, and it doesn't bother me. I don't care. I get called names by our own people. I get called names by those in CI. Because I'm making a dent. And I'm heard, and I have a voice, and that sparks jealousy that they don't have the speaking ability or the communications ability that I have. Well, where did I get that? I didn't get it on my own. That's a gift to be used for a specific purpose, to serve the Father. It's not about me. It's not about promoting me, how great I am. I'm nothing, man. I'm an ex-con. Okay? Who does he take to use? He takes people like me to use for his purposes. All through history, he's done that. He's taken the least important, the humble, the downtrodden, and made them into something. If it wasn't for my work for Yahweh and preaching the gospel, I would be a nobody. And if I'm not preaching the gospel, and I'm serving my own ends and putting my own opinions out here, which I am not doing, none of this is my opinion. This is a blatant fact that we have to deal with. Okay? This is not Pastor Steve's rant. I was guided to speak about this today. And people that don't have that, it's hard for them to understand the dealings of the Holy Spirit. They hold that in contempt. Okay? Contempt. That's the title of today's sermon. It's all about contempt. Contempt for us by the other side. Contempt for us by our own side. Contempt for what we stand for. Contempt for the Father. They don't believe. They want to go to their weekly cult meeting on Sunday. And anybody that doesn't parrot the party line, they hold in contempt. There's something wrong. You're a kook. You're this, you're that. Any convenient little name spoken in a contemptuous manner. When confronted with the truth, if it endangers their status within their little social club, they hold that in contempt. Oh, man, that's not true. You're a kook. You're this. You're that. Names, 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 names. Labels. Whatever. You know. Standard operating procedure when you're confronted with something that you just can't. You can't beat it, therefore you laugh at it. You make fun of it to try to take some of the heat off of yourself. And you hold it in contempt because it scares you. And that's the only reaction you can have, is contempt. Because if you took it seriously and you listened, you might have to change. And most people are not willing to change. Change scares them. They're comfortable in their little slot. They're not going to change. And any attempt to make them change will be met with derision and contempt. So there's a lot of people out there that are gonna be down the tubes, okay? Get that through your head. We're not going to reach everybody, but we have to try. Now, when you are met with contempt over and over, you need to move on. You need to cut some of these people loose and take care of business where it's going to be productive. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Now, what's Yahweh's reaction going to be to this contempt? In Scripture it says Yahweh will have them in derision. He who laughs last, laughs best. Their higher-ups are in panic mode because they know their time is short. They're being urged on by their spiritual satanic master. They're proceeding along lines of a long-standing agenda that they have had, following their proven, tried-and-true methods to seize control. And contempt is one of their biggest weapons. They get our own people to hold the truth tellers in contempt. Therefore, they are predisposed to not believe the truth that we try to tell them. So contempt is one of their main weapons. Disinformation is another. They'll take a little bit of the truth and add lies to it and make it, well, that's true, so maybe the rest of it's true when it's not. It's a planned deception. They are masters of deception. They are master liars because their father is the father of lies. So they take after his genome, and that's built in. That's an attribute that they have. So they use this contempt to make implausible any arguments by truth tellers. You see it in the political process. We have a candidate that's trying to stand up and he's telling the truth. And the news media, which is owned by the Talmudists, issues a barrage of name-calling and contempt to make people laugh at this guy, to deride him, to degrade him or her, to make, through contempt, the truth ineffective. That's what they do with the truth. They make it an object of derision and say it's a lie because that is the way they are built. You see this contempt daily on the news, in written articles, on the internet, if you're on the internet, which you obviously are, if you are listening to me here on Eurofolk Radio, you see the contempt that these creatures create. Now, they hold us in contempt, but the dangerous part is the contempt that they inspire in our own people, thus rendering the truth ineffective to getting to our people to wake them up. We've had some real windfalls because of their own behavior, which has made their machinations of society blatantly obvious. They can't hide from themselves. They are what they are, and they can't help it. And when they do their stupid stuff, they think that our people are going to believe the lies forever because it's worked so far. Well, these are the last days. They have taken what is good and made it evil, and they have taken what is evil and made it good. That was predicted. That's forecast, prophesied. Yeah, they're doing that. They're doing a bang up job of it. But because they hold Yahweh in contempt, that doesn't mean that he is ineffective, and he will send the Holy Spirit, which he has done and is doing, and people are getting their eyes opened. He's working through people like me and people at EFR and other truther sites. Even if they're not CI, he's using them to pry the lid off of the arguments that the adversary's children are making that are so blatantly, obviously false. And when people have contempt for their arguments, when they are just so stupid, and the truthers call attention to their blatant stupidity and make fun and laugh at them, They can't take it. They can dish that out, that contempt. Oh, they're good at being contemptuous. But when it's directed toward them, oh no, we're going to have to pass laws that you can't say those things. We're allowed to attack you, but you're not allowed to defend or say anything at all about us. Oh no, we'll lock you up. Well, they're trying that. They are so busy on all fronts, perverting our society, making boys wear dresses to school. It's hot. I saw that article about what's going on over in England. They're not allowed to wear shorts, boys' shorts. They have to wear a dress. Making little boys into little girls. That's their nature. We are appalled at that. Oh, man, I can't believe they're doing that. And then we've got politicians running that say, yeah, it's all right to have sex with little kids. And they're trying to tag that politician that makes statements like that and put them in with us. We're appalled at that too. What? You got to be kidding me. Little children, you think that's all right to have sex with your daughter or some other little child? That's sick. But they are portraying such things as normal. And they're giving a voice to these people and saying, see, he's one of you. You people are kooks. Yet they have their ritual child sacrifice and abortions and selling baby parts and drinking blood and all these things they've done. And when people point at that and hold them in contempt, why, that needs to be illegal. You're not allowed to talk about that because we'll lock you up. Their god is money, one of their gods. And if any of our people decide to boycott the products from their bandit state, why, that is illegal. You're not allowed to do that. That's against the law. And they have our shill politicians sign off on this. Why, you can't discriminate against them. They're God's chosen people. Hallelujah and amen, and send me your money so I can help support Israel. But they're not Israel. They're not Israel at all. They're Edom. That's the whole deal. Unfortunately, we have some people that don't have enough self-control. And what's going to happen if they advocate violence or they get something going where they have a bunch of armed people, and it's going to be a small amount, not capable of actually defending themselves, and they're going to be presumptuous and jump the gun, that's going to eliminate a whole bunch of very well-meaning Israelites. It's going to cause their destruction. And this is also in their plans. They will help foment that. That's also their modus operandi, using us against ourselves, using our own people. Look at World War II. White people against white people. To the destruction of lots and lots and lots on both sides of white people. And they sit back, holding us in contempt, and laugh, and make money off of it, thus giving them more power. What do you think Yahweh's going to do about this? He's keeping track of what's going on. And it tells you in 2 Thessalonians that Yeshua's coming back with flaming fire and avenging angels to destroy these people. Utterly. The book of Obadiah tells you what's going to happen to them. People of Israel will be a flame, and the people of Edom will be stubble. And they will burn. But they hold that in contempt. They make fun of that. Oh, see, you're anti-Semites. Well, it would be Shemites from Shem, and they are not Shemitic people. They're not. Shem was a white man. He was not a mixed breed mongrel. And you have the order of what they call Melchizedek. Well, it's not Melchizedek. It is Melchizedek, the King of Righteousness. And who is the King of Righteousness? Well, that's Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua, the Anointed One, the Holy One of Israel in the flesh that was impaled on Calvary and was basically tortured to death for our sins. The ultimate righteous sacrifice. And they hold that in utter contempt, and they mock that and they deride it in their movies, in their TV shows, in their comedy routines, in their newspapers and magazines. Everything that they control is anti-Christian. Everything. When we go out of this country and we make war on somebody, it's usually bombing of the location where a Christian population is. Dresden, Christians in Japan, can't have that. Why, those Christians might cooperate with real Israel, even though they're not of Israel stock, they might cooperate, and Israel might cooperate with them and be a blessing to them. As is foretold, you'll be a blessing to all nations. Well, not just Israel nations. Israel is to be a blessing to the world, because we stand for the law, which is absolute righteousness. And if everybody, including non-Israelites, obeyed the law of Yahweh, everybody would get along, would be fine, we would be blessed. But the actual law of Yahweh is held in contempt and twisted and perverted by these twisted and perverted creatures. They hold the law, the Torah. They claim that they read the Torah, but it's the Talmud. They hold the Torah and the actual practice of what Moshe taught in contempt. Oh, they give lip service to it. But do they practice it in their private lives? No, they do not. No, they do not. They hold it in contempt. And anybody that tries to practice what is taught in Scripture is equally held in contempt. I do what I can here to wake up as many people as I can. That's all I can do. I'm an old guy that's done a lot of study. I made some enemies because some people have started in putting in little snippets of false doctrine. And I call them on it. And because I won't go along with stuff that's not in Scripture, why, I must be a bad guy. I'm an enemy. No, I'm not an enemy of Yahweh. I'm not an enemy of Yahweh's teaching. But I am an enemy of frivolous nonsense taught by men here on this planet to deceive and divert the efforts of people that are trying to live according to Yahweh's laws into a different path that is not productive. So I am called names and held in contempt by others that have a different agenda. Well, that is not new. And I'm not just talking about me. Anybody that has ever really tried to tell the truth has been held in derision and contempt and mocked and made fun of by both sides, the Edomites and the Caucasian people that follow the lies that the Edomites have indoctrinated them with. They have taught them contempt. Contempt for their own. And they teach their children contempt. Why? If he doesn't go to our church, he's no good. He must be one of them devil worshipers. He's got a demon. Hallelujah. Amen. Drop your money in the plate. Yep. That's it. Drop your money in the plate. You don't do that, they hold you in contempt. Why, you don't help the church at all. We're going to send Bibles to Africa. You must be a hater, one of them Nazis. Yeah, we know. Brother Leibowitz told us you had a demon talking about who God's chosen people are, and you say it ain't our brethren over there in Israel. Why, you got a demon. We're going to shoot you in the parking lot and beat you up with a ball bat. You think that, that's mocking, okay? But it actually occurs. That's the sick thing about it. You know, I'm putting a little humor in it, but down here where I live, they do that. They'll do that. They will shoot you over the King James Bible. If you say the King James has errors in it, they will want to take your life over that. And of course, even if you show them the errors, they're going to hold those truths in contempt. They're going to have contempt for you, contempt for the truth. Anything that rocks their little social club boat, they will hold in contempt. That's a big hill to overcome, folks. I mean, we're climbing a steep slope against this mountain of contempt that pervades our society today. But this is also foretold in Scripture, because it says many will be called, but few will be chosen. And it tells us that if we meet with contempt over and over and over when we try to tell the truth to somebody, we are to shake the dust off our sandals and walk on. That's a hard thing to do, because we of true Israel that have been awakened and have been gifted with the Holy Spirit have an abiding love for our kinsmen. Those of the same lineage. And to just walk away from those people because they hold you in contempt is a tough thing to do. Your heart goes out and you grieve for those people. But then again, Scripture tells us that's how it is to be. We are a people of compassion toward our own and others. We're softies, soft-hearted, sometimes soft-headed. Oh, my. I'm not trying to preach doom and gloom. I'm just trying to clarify things, that you should not give up hope because you are met with this contempt. We are told it's going to occur. We are warned. We are told that. So we need to shape our behavior in society according to that and be prepared with strength in Yahweh to counter this contempt, or just to shrug it off. There are some people, brothers and sisters, you're not going to reach, no matter how hard you try. If you tell your enemy of your own people the truth, they will hold you in contempt and hate you, because they are under a strong delusion. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try. But what I'm saying to you is, don't be broken in spirit because you are met with contempt and rejection. This is not an easy fight. It's not easy. Everybody isn't just chomping at the bit to receive the good news. Everybody isn't just ready to receive the truth. There are some that will absolutely resist it until they die. They'll never, ever get it, because they don't want to. A lot of them don't want it, because it would threaten their lifestyle here. And they're stuck here. They're not going to make it into the kingdom, some of them. They're just not going to be there. And yeah, that hurts. It does. I know. I see it every day. It hurts me. I read articles on the internet getting some news, because I can get better news off a lot of the sites until they take them down. Or buy them out. But it hasn't quenched my love for my fellow Israelites. And it shouldn't quench yours either. You have to stay strong. And in these days, that's a very, very difficult thing to do. when you're loaded down with the contempt? Well, they hold our Father in contempt too. And that's going to cost them. Big time. Well, that's about it for today. I'm going to play a little bit of tunes. I'll catch you tomorrow on the next Word for Word. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh. I'll play a little country music here.
So easy to remember a few old memories. Just when I think I'm doing fine, someone speaks your name, and I have to talk about you, though I know it's all in vain.
Wasted
when I know I can't have you.
Wasted words about an old love affair. You don't love me, you don't care. Wasted words about an old love affair. You
thank you.
Left, left, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, left, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.